online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
It's just coming up to 1 o'clock, and with the latest news for Kent, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Police investigating the death of a man in Tunbridge Wells have charged a man with murder. Ishmael's got the details for KM FM.
Emergency crews were called to a property in Sherwood Road yesterday morning and discovered the body of 43-year-old Gordon Farnes. Officers also discovered a knife at the scene and arrested Gordon Locke. The 28-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, was taken in for questioning. Detectives think he and the victim were known to each other. He's due at Medway Magistrates Court later via video link, accused of murder.
Elsewhere today, Sir Cliff Richard has won a privacy case against the BBC at the High Court.
I can't really answer too many questions at the moment. It's going to take a little while for me to get over the whole emotional factor, and so I hope you'll forgive me.
The 77-year-old sued the corporation over its coverage showing officers raiding his Berkshire home in 2014. They were investigating child sex assault allegations, but Sir Cliff was never arrested or charged. The BBC says it's considering appealing. Substantial damages it's been ordered to pay. Fran Unsworth, who's director of news, is worried about the ruling's impact.
This creates a significant shift against press freedom. This means police investigations and searches of people's homes could go unreported and unscrutinised.
Before the trial, South Yorkshire Police had already admitted liability and agreed to pay Sir Cliff £400,000.
KM FM News.
A cyclist has been killed in a crash near Tunbridge. The man, who's in his 60s and from Southborough, died when his bike collided with a tanker on the Penshurst Road yesterday evening. Crash investigators are keen to hear from anyone who saw the vehicles in the moments before it happened. Meantime, two people have been injured following a crash that closed a road in Headcorn. Two cars and a van are thought to have collided near to Sainsbury's on the A274 just before 8 this morning. Police are warning the road may be shut for a number of hours. Stay with KM FM for travel updates. New figures show there's been a big rise in the number of people trespassing on Kent's rail lines over the last 3 years. Stats from the British Transport Police reveal there were 302 incidents last year. Around a quarter of those involved children or teenagers. The numbers gone up by 44% since 2014-15. Alan Spence is from Network Rail and says they're particularly concerned more young people are taking risks.
We're trying to reach out to try to influence those people to understand the dangers and just take the sensible call not to step on the track.
The 12 boys who were rescued from a cave in Thailand have been speaking about how they drank water dripping from rocks to survive. They were trapped with their coach in Thailand for over 2 weeks before being freed by an international team of divers led by two British specialists. Two men who smuggled tobacco into Kent have been jailed for a total of 5.5 years. The 43 and 29-year-olds from Maidstone and Sittingbourne were arrested after being caught unloading more than 1.3 million tonnes off a lorry at an industrial estate in Medway in 2016. A lorry driver from Croatia who was offered £1,000 to transport the tobacco is due to be sentenced on another date.
KM FM.
KM FM News.
Google says it will appeal a record fine of nearly £4 billion imposed by EU regulators. It's because its Android smartphone operating system is preloaded with Google's own apps, which officials claim stifles competition. Parents in Kent who teach their children at home are joining a national protest this afternoon against new guidance, which they say gives councils too much power. They're at a picnic at Toddlers Cove Park in Canterbury. Organisers say they fear local authorities will be able to impose their own view on what's a suitable education and even take children into care if parents disagree. Millie is a home-educated childminder and says children have more freedom to learn at home.
Like sponges, they just soak things up without being sat down and told to learn. They do it unconsciously. And what greater benefit can there be than watching your child learn without structuring it, without them knowing that they're learning?
Well, bosses in Kent say they support home educators, providing children receive suitable learning from parents. And after weeks of hot weather and sunshine, we're being told to expect thunderstorms in Kent later. later this week. A yellow warning's been issued across the county from 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Sport with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
The Football Association and Sports England say the sale of Wembley Stadium could benefit the grassroots game. The FA is considering a proposal from Fulham owner Shahid Khan to buy England's national stadium. It's being discussed at a committee hearing this afternoon. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.